Alaska State Senator John Cowdery was in federal court this morning changing his plea. The three-term senator pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy in exchange for having a bribery charge against him dropped. Cowdery was accused of conspiring with Veeco executives during legislative debate over oil taxes in 2006. If convicted, he could have been sentenced to 15 years in prison. Rich Maurer has been covering the corruption scandal for the Anchorage Daily News and was at the court today. He says Cowdery didn't say much at the hearing.
He just told the judge that he agreed with the idea that that he would plead guilty. He understood full well that he was pleading guilty. He did not say what caused him to change his mind. And it really was a fairly short and very routine hearing, about 30 minutes long.
Well, Cowdery is the 10th Alaskan in this succession of political corruption cases to be convicted. What does he potentially face for a sentence?
Well, the maximum for the conspiracy charge is 5 years in prison, but under the deal that he reached with prosecutors, which I think the large part of the deal from Cowdery's perspective was that he would not go to prison. And prosecutors agreed that they would at most ask for home confinement. And I think the judge is not required to accept the deal. There was no sign that that he was going to reject it either.
Senator Cowdery has health problems. How did he look today?
He looked as well as he's looked. He arrived in a wheelchair, was pushed out by his lawyer in the wheelchair. At the start of the hearing, his lawyer, Kevin Fitzgerald, said he didn't have his hearing aid in and asked the judge to speak a little louder. The judge did, and he seemed to hear fine. He spoke, Senator Cowdery spoke with some vigor, but I don't think anyone is challenging his medical condition. Certainly the government was not.
Is Cowdery the first state lawmaker in the corruption scandal to take a plea deal?
You're exactly right. He is. All the other legislators, and up to including Senator Ted Stevens, did go to trial. They've all been convicted by juries, with the exception of Representative Bruce Wyrock, who is awaiting trial. So, Senator Cowdery is the first one to plead guilty.
How significant do you think this is?
It's hard to know. I think he, by the plea deal, he avoided the prospect of prison, which for a person his age and potentially with some medical conditions could be fairly serious, I suppose. So I don't know. The situation with Senator Cowdery might be unique, although anyone looking at the record of prosecutors might think that they've been going pretty well. They're batting 1,000.
And Rich, what's next in the state's ongoing corruption scandal?
It's hard to say. There's certainly one trial pending, as I said, Representative Wyrock. And then the investigation continues. We know that Congressman Don Young remains under investigation. Former State Senator Ben Stevens is one of the other alleged co-conspirators in the Cowdery case. No one knows what the status of that is, but whether there are others who are on the list, it's hard to say right now.
Rich Maurer is a reporter for the Anchorage Daily News. Cowdery's sentencing date is March 10th.